Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Avert a national tragedy? That's a question that's been asked, and maybe we can answer it here on the DJV program. It's Friday, the 6th of August. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. They, along with Jennifer, did a yeoman's job yesterday while I took a quick day trip down to Palm Beach and Boca Raton, finding that we're overcooking a lot of the stuff that, at least that's what I took away from it. I saw lots of people wearing masks. As a matter of fact, can't get on the plane, can't go through the airport, you can't do much of anything. And what I found, I don't know, it's not troubling, it just was boring to listen to the same stuff, the people on the airplane, the same mantra over and over and over again. And people, however, I've found, you know, we've heard a lot of stories this week, last few weeks about people being unruly on the plane. I found the people that I was on the plane with in both directions to be very quiet, mannerly, but to a person, there was no complaining about putting a mask on. It just seemed orderly, instructive, and kind of taking things in stride, much to the contrary of what you think you know about Florida, and maybe this is the same everywhere else. It's not quite as much of a hoopla as the news media is trying to make it out to be. Is it important to understand?
Way?
It just wasn't all just, you know.
I mean, the hospitals are at capacity. I mean, that's a fact. So,
well, I don't know what facts. Yeah, I hear that somebody says it's this way or that way. What I think I took away from it is that people, whatever is going on in the hospitals, people are not dying the way they were the first time around. So, yeah, are people dying? Yeah. Hospital admissions and that sort of thing. I'm just talking about Florida now. I'm not talking about whatever other states may be involved. I know that there's a lot of increases in Oklahoma and Tennessee. So, Jay, what do you sense down where you are in Nashville as to the severity and maybe how people are taking this? Because there is a surge, no question about that. There are a lot of Americans that are not vaccinated. There are a lot of people in the world that are not vaccinated. I went through the international arrivals and departures, and the planes going to Dubai, going to London, were full. And so the international travel is continuing. Maybe it's selective, but I just don't see I find that I am put off, actually, by the numbers and people keep screaming about what's going on. The good news, I guess, this week, if we want to have a carryaway, is that more and more people get vaccinated. I think that's something that really you have to do. And I was looking at some Facebook pages of people who keep resisting this, and I'm hoping, because a few of them are friends of mine, that they don't come down with this and they don't get sick and they don't die. And there are plenty of people who have a strong immune system who will go through this and won't. But there are lots of people who, and there's always an exception to that rule, Victoria. There are a lot of people, there are some people who have been healthy who get this and they die for whatever the reason. Not something to be trifled with, not something to be played with. But I just think that we have, to a point, we're just going off the deep end again. And if, in fact, somebody decides or says or suggests that we have to close everything down again, there will be a wholesale revolt. That's what I feel. I was with business people yesterday at lunch, and they are sickened by what's happened to some of the businesses that they own and other people. I was in a place called Meisner Park, which is kind of an upscale area of Boca, and the number of businesses that are closed down there shocking. Frankly, they still haven't come back. Anyway, Jay, I asked you about Nashville.
Yeah. So to answer the question how things are in Nashville, there's very few masks. People, more and more people are in the hospital. It's definitely a huge issue, and not enough people are taking it seriously. However, there are many pop-up free rapid COVID testing sites that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
People who have some control over that kind of thing, they're taking it seriously and trying to urge people, hey, if you're not going to go get vaccinated, at least get a free rapid test, which is huge because those rapid tests are expensive.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you do with the information? It comes back to you immediately, the results, or what does the happens?
Yeah, the rapid test comes back immediately, kind of like a rapid strep test, but then they always still send it away to be cultured just to make sure.
Mm-hmm. The 7-day average of deaths is 350 and rising. And so you look at this, I was looking at something yesterday when I was down south. From the University of Alabama, the fellow who runs the health department there calls this a tragedy. That's the way I boil it down, because it was so easy, or continues to be easy, to ward it off by having the shots. And that I do think the fellow that I was with mainly yesterday was a radio guy, and we were talking about some of the nonsense that's come from guys like Alex Jones. And there have been other people who have spread that stuff around. With a shot, you're going to get your tracker, and there's a tracker in the vaccine, and you're going to be able to track. I mean, wherever they come up with this stuff, it's, free to say whatever you want to, but have you got any proof that that's what's happened? And it isn't. There's no proof. I'm happy to be a conspiratorialist when there's something to be a conspiratorialist about. I just think we're playing into the hands. We're back again. Much of the conversation, interestingly enough, the fellow that I was with was from South Africa, South African businessman, and we were focused on the Chinese and what their role has been in all of this, and how everybody's just sort of sitting on their hands with the Chinese, giving them a pass. Now, there's a little activity here and there, or maybe a little bit more this week than there has been, but there still isn't that really kind of almost rah-rah, we got to do something about this. It's because we've so become so dependent on them and their economy, which grew because they became dependent on us. I don't mean just America, but the rest of the world. So anyway, I think we got to use some common sense. And the common sense here predicates that you get a shot. I think isn't that the bottom line? All of these other things, this too will pass. It'll be up and down and sideways. There'll be another variant. This stuff doesn't stop. It doesn't go away. This is just another serious flu, in a sense. And the flu has changed every year since it's been in existence. And frankly, I can't remember a time, maybe you're, when we didn't have the flu, I guess. I mean, there always have been colds since I was a kid. I remember my parents talking about the flu. I don't remember. I remember my father having the flu once or twice when I was younger. But that's kind of what it is. Anyway, so more observations, Victoria?
Well, I don't know if you've seen the latest from China, but China has now doubled down on their efforts to spread the rumor that the U.S. military are the ones responsible for leaking coronavirus out of a U.S. lab. So
yeah.
This was ridiculous. So this theory started last March, but now over the past week, they're really doubling down on this. This comes after the World Health Organization said that they want to mobilize their diplomats and get into that lab and get into the lab in Wuhan, and they want to do another a second phase probe.
Even the World Health Organization was pretty much controlled by the Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that there's President Xi's wife is on the board or something. I mean, that's the most high profile. But Beijing said absolutely not. No one's allowed back in. That's the end of it. And they're not cooperating. And so now on top of that, they're just over their statewide media, and they're running these essentially PSAs saying that the don't believe anything, from the United States. They're the ones who leaked the variant or the virus. And now they've got a real big problem with there with the Delta variant. They've got a huge outbreak right now.
I saw that.
So, I mean, this is clearly, at this point, this goes back to what you were saying, though, no one's really doing anything about China. If they keep coming like this at us, I think that everyone together would say, all right, enough's enough. Like, and I think there would be a response.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope that there is. Yeah. Meanwhile, just as an aside, how are the Chinese and the Americans doing the medal count? I was out of touch. I didn't pay much attention to anything yesterday except my business. So do we have a good report? Because there was some, the last time I checked, it was China and the U.S. like neck and neck. So where
No, yesterday we pulled ahead, and so now the U.S. is still in first place, 92 overall medals. China's in second with 75. The Russians are in third with 61. Great Britain has 54, and Japan has 47.
Hmm. Are you satisfied?
And we're catching up in terms of, you know, those numbers are for the total overall medals. Mm-hmm. China is still ahead of us now, but we're catching up in the gold medals because China's only ahead of us by four. So they have 34 and we have 30 gold medals.
What do the
now.
Chinese shine in and what in terms of
anything
gold medals?
Anything with discipline.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they gymnastics. This year, I think they did well in soccer. I mean, it's everything. I mean, it's no different from any other country, really. They're just highly competitive.
Yeah. Well, they have more people to choose from, too, under the circumstances. So that's that story. And this stuff continues as far as Moderna and Pfizer and vaccines in general. So we'll continue to be focused on that. It's 17 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Jennifer's out for a couple of days. Victoria is here. Jay's here. Doug is here. And Calitrin is here. The folks there are at your service, happy to help you through your decision-making process when it comes to losing weight and keeping it off. You have a lot of questions, right? There are a lot of differences between various products that are out there. And even there are questions also come from people as to whether they should take the capsules. What do you take, Victoria? Don't you take the capsules?
Capsules.
When you go to bed at night? Yeah. Some people do the liquid. So they break it down for you. It's pretty easy. You get the same results no matter what you use. And there is, it's just an individual personal choice. Capsules about the size of an ibuprofen capsule, if you will. You take a teaspoon of the, I wonder if anybody does these together. I should probably ask the person that I talk to that comes from Calitrin. At any rate, you should get started if you're on a quest to lose weight, keep it off, and you want success. Go to toploss.com. Do yourself a favor. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. When you look through all the information and you make up your mind what to do, be aware there's a huge sale going on right now. It's a one-day sale for today only, $30 off. Whatever you buy, two free months as well. Easy payment plans, no extra charge. So if you want to get on this program, today is a fabulous day to do it by going to toploss.com. And when you order, make sure you click on the button and then put in DJV. When you do that, help yourself.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Three after the hour on the Friday, first Friday of the month of August on the DJV program. Victoria and Jay here to discuss with you and everybody what's going on in terms of things that are trending, kind of things exciting, moving around for Britney Spears. It seems to be now that there's something every week, and we'll find out what's going on this week right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so here we are, once again focusing on Britney Spears, but it's not her abs that we're focused on. Wasn't she? Didn't she have good abs? Don't I remember that about her?
She's very fit.
Yeah, fit. Okay, that's a good way of putting it. So, what's the latest, Jay, on Britney Spears? What's trending?
Okay, so it's no secret that she wants her father, Jamie, out as conservator, and her new lawyer, Matt Rosengart, filed documents that are going to be examining a lot. For starters, they want to appoint Jason Rubin in Jamie's place. We're just waiting for the next court date to hear if that's going to be the case or not. And Jason Rubin, this is something he does. He's also a CPA. So he's going to do a deep dive into Jamie. If he gets appointed as the conservator, he's going to audit him. There's just so many red flags. Like, Britney was paying $500,000 to her former business manager, TriStar Sports and Entertainment Group. They were originally getting 5% of her commission, her gross entertainment-related income.
Annually? Really?
Yeah, and then when she went on her hiatus in 2019, that money, like, they were making bank when she was performing. So when she stopped everything, that went down to $200,000 a year. Well, a rep from the company went to Jamie and was like, hey, let's make the minimum $500,000. a year. And Jamie was like, yeah, sure, why not? So approved it. Well, Jamie also requested $1.3 million in attorney fees. He was paying himself $16,000 a month, while Brittany was only getting $14,000 a month of her own money. So it's just all of these things. So once Jamie's out and Jason Rubin is in.
I hope he goes to prison. I really do.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
This is just so horrendous.
The Playboy Mansion used to be inhabited by lots of hot ladies and crazy old men. Holly Madison, who was, I think, if I remember correctly, wasn't she a partner of Hugh Hefner's at one point in time?
Yeah, she was one of the girlfriends. She was the main girlfriend during the reality show filming. The Girls Next Door, it was Holly Madison, Kendra Wilkinson, Bridget Marquette. And there is always kind of different rumors going around about the mansion that it was haunted. There were hidden tunnels for trafficking, like hidden trafficking tunnels was an urban legend. Well, Holly Madison had a couple of her own ghost experiences, her paranormal experiences. One, like the biggest one, where she saw a full-on apparition that she thought was an actual person. She was in the basement gym, and this woman, kind of like a modern woman wearing a hot pink sports bra and blackout workout pants, walks around the corner and goes out the door. And Holly's thinking, well, this must be a new playmate. I'm going to go say hi. Follows her, goes through the door, and the door was a closet that didn't lead anywhere.
Ooh. Ooh. Wasn't there a lot of stuff about body dysmorphia with her? At one point in time, lots of videos and things. Well, maybe all the bunnies, or many of them anyway. I think there was that thing, but that's a whole different story about the Playboy Mansion, not having anything to do with the ghosts. Of course the place is haunted. What do you think? 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Toyota is bringing more perks to the 2021 Sienna thanks to an all-new Toyota Driver's Companion feature in the Toyota app. The app-based feature includes a voice-activated virtual assistant called Joya, transforming the owner's manual experience into a digital one. Toyota Driver's Companion will be offered exclusively on the 2021 Sienna models, providing drivers with an interactive tool that guides them through the right vehicle information at the right time. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly half of Spirit Airlines flights were canceled on Thursday and will be again on Friday for a fifth straight day, as the airline continues to cancel hundreds of flights throughout the week due to operational challenges and staffing issues. The United States Senate, unable to finalize a $1 trillion infrastructure bill on Thursday, will try again on Saturday, when it's scheduled to hold a vote on limiting debate and moving toward passage of the bill. Once the infrastructure bill passes or not, the Senate was expected to begin work on a budget framework that would make way for a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill later this year. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
Our goal is to pass both a bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution during this work period.
Included in Saturday's bill is a mileage tax that could have every driver on American roads pay a per-mile tax. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The five-member Floyd School Board in New Mexico was suspended Wednesday after refusing to comply with the New Mexico Public Education Department's mandatory mask mandate for students in New Mexico schools. Leon Nall on Fox News is the president of the Floyd School Board.
We voted to make the mask and social distancing optional because we feel that that is the parents' responsibility for the health of their children. We had parents complaining about the mandates of the mask and the damage it was doing to the learning of their own children in the school system that we are given the responsibility of providing the education. We feel that the students' health and decisions about their health should remain with the parents.
Attorney Robert Moss explains where the board members will go from here.
We believe that the public education department impeded on local control by usurping the school board's right to set policy as provided by New Mexico statute. And we also believe that PED exceeded its authority by suspending duly elected board members for violating directives that are void and unenforceable. We plan to be filing a TRO either today or early next week, as well as responding to the potential litigation that PED has taken. We received a letter from them via email on Friday that they would be filing with the First Judicial District of New Mexico to remove the board permanently.
I'm Lance Pryor. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here we are at 34 at the hour on this Friday. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and all of you on the DJV overview, kind of what's gone on this week. We'll have that as part of the countdown exercise, which you hear on many of these same stations over the course of the weekend. If you only knew when you travel around, I love to travel, and I find it. It was a great visualization, Victoria. Thank you for the last 30 seconds of reminding me what it's like in the middle of the winter to get off a plane in Palm Beach or Fort Lauderdale or on the other side over Naples, and you walk out the door. The doors open, and you get this waft of warm, pretty much humid air, but it's usually this time of year, I'm amazed. When I was a kid, nobody went to Florida in the summertime. Nobody. But with the advent, I guess, of easy travel and Disney, Florida is as busy in the summer as it is in the winter. It's just different types, different groups of people. The snowbirds and people who go down there to stay for a month or two at a time, they come from all over, versus the families in the summertime who are down. The plane that I came back on, not so much when I went down, but when I came back, it was loaded with youngsters. And the cutest little kid sat behind me. Her hair was all done up in, you know, how little, sometimes you roll your head up, hair up in knots, and had these little Disney characters. It was just, I don't know, it's kind of cute. So here we are back in the reality of our connection to the world and the Chinese. So here's something that it ought to disturb. I remember when I kind of put this piece together with another trip that I'd taken earlier this year, and I'm trying to remember. I don't think it was Salt Lake, but it was someplace like Salt Lake, where the government has a lot of operational facilities around an airport. And so this should really set you all into thinking about what's going on in our country in regard to the Chinese. There is an active plan because a Chinese government tycoon has bought a lot of land in Texas, 130,000 acres next to a U.S. Air Force base. And a lot of people now believe, having these people move in, the area is the size of the city of Tulsa, was sold to Guanghai Energy Company. And Guanghai is a subsidiary, as most other companies are, of the Chinese government. They acquired this land, which is only 12 miles from the Mexican border, 12 miles from Laughlin Air Force Base, and it's the training facility that most Air Force pilots go to when they're going to learn how to fly jets, jets that are used for defense. So they have a proposal now to build wind turbines, which requires that they get into the ground. And so I'm thinking to myself, how obvious does this have to be? And how bold? What kind of a statement is this? These people openly bought all this land, and they are openly developing a facility that has tunnels in the ground all over the place. Is this a duh? Forbes magazine actually is responsible for putting this story together, and you got to wonder where the rest of the news media is on all of this. The fellow who's running it, supposedly the enterprising young fellow, has no money at all. Now he's a Chinese billionaire, but he had no money before buying this land. I mean, I'm laughing about it because it's so obvious what's going on. 95% of the land around this Air Force base is privately owned. And most of it, going back, this was 2019 when they bought the land. And they've spent billions of dollars preparing to build this wind farm, supposedly. They're 700 feet tall, these wind turbines. And so also with those, when you have turbines that are that tall, they could put all kinds of spy stuff on them. And they're right, as I said, next door to the Air Force base. There's a lot of concern, Jay, about this on Twitter. And there's some other social media connections. So the people in Texas, the federal government doesn't seem to be involved, although the CIA has done some investigating, supposedly. But the Texas state government is trying to now figure out a way to stop these people from doing whatever it is that they're doing. And they apparently are not having as much luck as they would like to have. So this is just another example. How immature or naive is it? There should be some kind of law, frankly, that keeps the Chinese from buying any businesses in America. It needs to get to that point, I think, anyway. We've seen what they've done to the food industry already, what they're doing to farming and agriculture, and who knows what other businesses they're involved in. I don't understand why it is that we're walking away, or we're staying away, or we're not getting involved. This is a plain and simple security threat. Isn't it? Or what other conclusion can you draw from this?
Definitely is suspicious, and I think it needs to be investigated. So mm-hmm. I hope people, especially in Texas, are on top of it.
You know what? We remember all of the hoopla about the microwave stuff that was making American diplomats sick in Cuba. That was about this time last year, I think, wasn't it? If I remember correctly. Some kind of microwave attack.
Oh, no, it was a couple of years ago.
Has it been a couple of years now? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway, this the electromagnetic pulses that can come from, you put these towers up, and they can do anything they want. They can broadcast anything. You know, we have broadcast, you hear this program, many of you, on traditional conventional radio stations that have a signal that they pump out that gets the signal, that gets the noise, whether it's music or whether it's talk or whatever it is, to your speakers so you can hear them. And that sort of thing, those were original kind of early microwaves. The first stuff that Marconi came up with basically is what we call today a microwave. And those things can be, you can only have 50,000 watts on an AM station, and it's 100,000 watts, I think, on an FM station. That's the fullest power you can go. But some of the things like these, where the troops have been, or, there have been countries where we've had our troops, and the electromagnetic pulses were 3, 4, 5 times that. And they're aimed into the facilities where either U.S. diplomats are or wherever there are soldiers. And that kind of stuff is something we don't talk much about either. But it certainly is cause to think. I just think we have to be kind of more acutely aware. I'm as naive as the next guy when it comes mostly to Pollyanna-ish stuff. I like to think that people are all good and they have good intentions and things are better than they are not. And they are, pretty much. But still, there are people who don't have good intentions. Or their intentions are aimed at helping themselves and not necessarily others. And one of the things I got into a very philosophical conversation with this fellow I had spent a lot of time with yesterday, and was, we were talking about while we're here, it's good, we are all here to do good, to help people. Whether we all do that or not, I guess, remains to be seen. So the Secretary of Education, his name is Miguel Cardona, I think that's how it's pronounced, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Has made it clear to the people who are running school systems in our country that you better get your kids into school. Children need to be back in class and be safe. So what's the definition of being safe? A lot of parents are wondering, what are they going to require? What are they going to do? The people who, in terms of masks, who will say, I'm not going to send my children to school with a mask. And
well, that's his point. He said the adults are the ones getting in the way, and it's all politics. And he said we've got to get everybody back in person, in school, full time. And he said the best way to do that, depending on what state you're in and what the case levels are of, of Delta or the Delta variant or whatever it becomes this fall, he said then, certain schools and school districts may have to go back to a mask mandate. Other places may not. But, he said enough with this stuff. He said that's his biggest fear, is that all the adults are just making this so political and they're not putting the kids' best interests first. So, he has a point. There are a few states that he said, like Texas and Florida now, they have implemented policies that prevent public officials from enforcing a mask mandate. And so Cardona said that he's trying to work with Texas and Florida to figure out a safe system to get kids back at, distancing, wearing masks, things like that. I mean, the things that we know that work, those are the things that he's recommending. So we'll see.
We have here in our town, I don't know about your... You're in New Jersey, Jay's down in Nashville. The mask requirement for public buildings has been reinstituted here. Now you're required, if you go into a civic building, into any school or any public building, you're to wear a mask. It'll be temporary, but it seems to make sense. Do we think we're backsliding? Do the two of you think that we're going backwards? Is it
well,
really
the numbers
that we're going
are showing
backwards?
We are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we're all the way back up now to the numbers that above February, and that's before most people even had a vaccine. That's where we're going. And what a major driving force of it is are the unvaccinated. They're the ones who are carrying this and spreading it, and that's why, people who are vaccinated, some people have breakthrough cases. Mm-hmm. We now know that even if you're vaccinated, regardless, if you're carrying the virus, when they measure people's, how much viral load is in their noses, because that's where the virus, that's how it gets carried. And so they found that they had equal amounts of viral load between vaccinated and unvaccinated people. But the difference is vaccinated people are able to walk around with it and not have symptoms because we're vaccinated.
Yeah.
So it's just, this is not complicated science. I was not a science fan, but this is not complicated science. I don't know why people are making this so political. It's crazy.
I thought it was interesting that CNN fired a bunch of people because they came to work on vaccine day. Yeah, we just started saying.
No, there's a big convention going on in Nashville right now, and my husband swung by it yesterday, and I asked how many people were wearing masks, and he said less than two handfuls. I mean, this is a massive convention. He was wearing a mask, and he did notice that the few people he was around wearing masks, unmasked people were making comments.
Isn't
like,
your
you
father
you really
there?
Need that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's there, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, well, anyway, this is something that's not going to stop. No question about that. The focus will be here. There's one more piece of China that I want to talk about right after this.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-219-6286. That's 800-219-6286. 800-219-6286.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Service's newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling?
She now needs next day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description.
Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Just a quick quip. One of the magazines I was reading yesterday had a picture of a house. The lady who bought the house wanted to have vinyl siding put on it, and somebody misunderstood and they put records all over it. Vinyl siding, get it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would love that.
There's a woman in China, the head of a medical tech company, who's been accused of child trafficking. Apparently, she used the medical company as a front to connect clients with pregnant women who wanted to sell their babies. So there was an anti-trafficking national advocacy group that found out this is a medical tech company that had been under investigation by international groups for selling babies. So here we go. One more reason to be concerned about what's going on. It's not the only place in the world that it's going on, but it's going on there. It's 10 before the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Past the hour. It's time now for us to get an overview of the top tech stories of this past week, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan. So Doug Steffen does the announcer role here. At number five, there's a Rickroll.
Yep.
There's a Rickroll in everybody's life. Okay, so take it away, Victoria.
So the official video for Rick Astley's 1987 hit Never Gonna Give You Up, which will stick in your head all day, that has surpassed 1 billion plays on YouTube. The song became a lasting part of internet culture thanks to the Rickroll meme, and it has reached impressive milestones this week. So Rick Astley took to the video's comment section to share his gratitude. He said, "It's amazing, crazy, and wonderful." He said, "The world is a wonderful and beautiful place. I'm very lucky." So since the Rickroll thing, well, it's really big on April Fool's Day. That video alone gets like over 2 million hits just on April Fool's Day. So good for Rick Astley. And he actually celebrated joining the Billion Plays Club by releasing a limited, it's already sold out. It's a limited run of 7-inch blue vinyl pressing of the song. And so that's how much people want it. It was sold out immediately. So good for Rick Astley.
Number four, there's a Zoom in your future, or maybe not.
Well, if you ever used Zoom, which all of us have during the pandemic, then you are familiar with Zoom bombings. And Zoom bombings happen when people would hack into a meeting and, you know, throw up some porn or whatever it would be to disrupt whatever the meeting was. So Zoom, in the beginning of the pandemic, was not prepared for the onslaught of use that they ended up getting. And so their security was really light, and that's how people were able to break in. They did some improvements along the way. However, However, it was not enough because a class action lawsuit against them, they lost in the case. And so now if you have used Zoom any time between March 30th of 2016 to the present day, you can actually get $25 if you have your own account. Or if you're just a user of Zoom, you can get $15. So that's all part of the third party negotiations that they've been doing. So yeah, everyone's right. Entitled.
Number three, some updates from HBO Max.
HBO Max had a big week. Warner Media, which owns HBO Max, announced that the app is now available on LG smart TVs. They can be the app can be downloaded from the LG Channel Store. And then they also note that this is right in time for the premiere this week of The Suicide Squad, which is available on HBO Max free of charge if you already have it, and that'll be there for 31 days. And so they're also offering free episodes to potential new subscribers. And they also have a new podcast platform they've announced. So they've got a lot of stuff going on.
Number two, Verizon, and it's not necessarily this time a boo, which it usually is with Verizon, right?
Correct. So Verizon has introduced new mobile hotspot plans, and they have four options to choose from, starting with 15 gigs for $20 per month, all the way up to 150 gigs for $80 a month. They offer standalone and unlimited plan add-ons, and so if you're in an RV, if you're traveling this summer, if you're in some rural area, this is actually a great way to save a lot of money. And so all you have to do is just contact Verizon and pick which plan is best for you. The Essential and Plus plans are available to Verizon customers, while the Pro and Premium plans can be added either to an unlimited plan or purchased as a standalone product if you have a different carrier. So it's a pretty good deal.
Number one this week, this is a biggie, Facebook versus the rest of the world.
Man, Facebook is just, I don't know, they just seem to keep stepping in their own way. Mm-hmm. Facebook has banned the personal accounts of academics who have researched ad transparency and the spread of misinformation on Facebook. These are not, they closed down not only, I mean, everyone who, you know, supports Trump complains, oh, Trump's been disabled. Well, this is happening to a lot of people. And so all of these academics, their personal pages, which may have never posted anything about Facebook or transparency with ads or anything, those are all disabled now, too. The group obviously is saying that Facebook is trying to prevent them from exposing more issues that Facebook has. Now, because of this research, this is from NYU Ad Observatory. It's a group that has basically been founded to examine the origin and spread of political ads on Facebook, like who pays for the ads, and they track how far the reach is, things like that. Through their work, they actually have identified a lot of issues that Facebook has. So I'm not surprised that Facebook is fighting back so hard at them and disabling their accounts. But, you know, I mean, who pays for certain political ads, Russia, China, Iran, they've uncovered those links. How far-right misinformation is much more engaging than misinformation from the center or the left. They've done a lot of research on how far, like, the crazier to the right, the more it spreads. So there's a lot of important work that they're doing, but yeah, Facebook dumping them off the platform, it really is a bad look.
I wonder what their approach is to a lot of the postings in China or from Chinese people or Chinese entities.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.